Welcome to another episode of I'm Chris the Don One Podcast, episode 121 or 122. Anyway, I'm going to edit it in the description as well as the title. I believe it's 121. How you living? I'm living swell. We got a jam-packed show for you today, all right? The first thing we're going to talk about, and I told you guys last week, we're going to go back to the origins of this podcast and of this foundation. And what I'm referring to is we're going to go back and bring back the topics, okay? The topics that mean the most for you guys, the current events that affect all of us, or the current events that we're listening and watching to, that we're watching. And the biggest current topic and event, particularly this week as well as last week, is the Los Angeles Lakers. And the Los Angeles Lakers are struggling. Okay, right now the Los Angeles Lakers are like a hot dumpster fire, a hot steaming pile of cow manure burning into a dumpster. Okay, it's a huge dumpster fire, and the Los Angeles Lakers, and we can go back into the offseason, had high expectations. Rob Pelinka, Jeannie Buss, LeBron James, they had high expectations for this roster and all the key acquisitions that they did in the offseason. And I felt like when free agency period came and went, and I was evaluating everyone's free agent signings, I wasn't too thrilled nor impressed with the Los Angeles Lakers acquisitions. Okay, let's just start with Dwight Howard. I felt like that acquisition should have been taken care of last year. And I felt like the reason why they signed Dwight Howard this year, because they realized they made a mistake in not just paying up and keeping Dwight Howard, particularly when they was defending their title a couple of seasons ago. And last season was the season where they were supposed to be defending the title. They won the championship. They had a lot of things to prove, a lot of non-believers, a lot of NBA aficionados, a lot of fans, casual and hardcore fans, really didn't give 2 years ago the Los Angeles Lakers their full credit like any other team when they win the title. And a lot of people were putting asterisks behind their championship ring, calling it the Bubblicious ring, giving excuses and say, well, you know, more than half of the teams didn't want to be there in the first place. The Los Angeles Lakers, as well as everyone that was competing for that championship, had all the variables in their play, well, not in their way, but they were taking advantages of all the variables. Not a lot of teams wanted to play. Not a lot of players wanted to go into that bubble. They were playing all their home and away games in one arena, so that eliminates traveling. Not to mention the fact that there was no fans in attendance. There was no fans in the building. It was basically a practice, a scrimmage, for the playoffs and the NBA finals. There's no pressure. There's no fans booing or cheering, none of that stuff. And there was no such thing as home court advantage. And a lot of people are going to say, yes, the Los Angeles Lakers capitalized on all that. But at the same time, all the other teams could have capitalized on those things you just mentioned as well. And I felt like it was only a handful of teams that were really interested in going to the bubble. And Los Angeles is one of them. I felt like the Clippers did not want to be there. The Nuggets wanted to be there. Brooklyn definitely didn't want to be there. The Bucks didn't want to be there. The Philadelphia 76ers did not want to be there. The Golden State Warriors were struggling two seasons ago. with Steph Curry in and out of the lineup. Klay Thompson was injured for the whole entire year. Draymond Green was at the beginning of that season, but later on he was catching nagging injuries as well. So when you lay out everything that transpired two seasons ago, it was advantage Lakers. It seemed like the Los Angeles Lakers was a handful of teams that took advantage of their opportunities. And I always say, all championships are created equal. And at the same time, all championships, we forget about the champion if they don't defend. If you don't defend your title or at least go back into the NBA Finals the next following year, people forget about you. People forget about the Toronto Raptors when they won their one and only title. People seem to forget that Toronto Raptors won a championship with Kawhi Leonard. People also forget that the Milwaukee Bucks, even though they're defending their title as of right now, if they don't make it to the NBA Finals, they're going to be forgetful too. Forget me not. And now the Los Angeles Lakers are seeing that for themselves. People really don't care that you won a title 2 years ago. So that Dwight Howard signing, I felt like when they signed Dwight Howard this season, they're basically saying that we should have signed Dwight Howard and paid a little bit more for Dwight Howard two seasons ago, and we're just making up for that. They signed Rondo, another player that they wanted to go cheap and they wanted to go young. Dwight Howard was in free agency and he was expecting a huge payday from the Los Angeles Lakers or for whoever. And the same could be said for Rondo. Rondo did a lot of amazing, great things in that playoff run and when they went to the NBA Finals. He wanted to be rewarded. Now, you can sit up there and say, well, look what happened to those two players when they chased the money. Dwight Howard went to the Philadelphia 76ers and did absolutely nothing for the Philadelphia 76ers. Rondo chased that big money and went to the Atlanta Hawks. Then the Atlanta Hawks traded Rondo to the Clippers. And then he got into it with Kawhi Leonard. And now he's a free agent. And we just signed him for less than what he was making 2 years ago. So people can look at it like, well, yeah, look what happened when those two guys chased that money. Look what happened to their results. Well, if we're going to use that, then let's use it for the Los Angeles Lakers. By them not signing Dwight Howard and not signing Rondo, look what happened to them. They were struggling all last season. They made it into the play-in tournament, which, by the way, LeBron James said, quote, the guy who thought of that play-in tournament should get fired. And now his team is in the play-in tournament with the Phoenix Suns, and they got mollywhopped. Anthony Davis was injured. He was a shell of himself. And LeBron was fighting nagging injuries. Plus, LeBron is getting younger. I mean, isn't getting any younger. He's getting older. So if you're going to use that for Dwight Howard and Rondo, please use it. Keep the same energy for the Los Angeles Lakers if you're a fan of the Los Angeles Lakers or a fan of LeBron James. Ever since they lost they lost that play-in tournament with the Phoenix Suns, the Los Angeles Lakers have been basically scrambling, trying to make something out of nothing. There was a deal on the table where Kuz and Montrezl Harrell was going to be packaged to the Sacramento Kings, and they would have gotten Buddy Hield, which would have made perfect basketball sense to me, because Buddy Hield, you know, even though he's not the best scorer, he is a pretty solid defender. He may not be good at the three, at the three-point line, but he's pretty decent. And he's younger. Plus, if you don't get the best out of Buddy Hield and you feel like this is a disaster for yourself, you can always flip Buddy Hield for draft picks or another player and just try it again. That was a deal on the table. Now, Rob Pelinka, a lot of people want to say Rob Pelinka was orchestrating that deal. But depending on who you believe, either Rob Pelinka woke up one morning and said, I don't want to do that deal. Let's trade for Russell Westbrook. Or LeBron James and his team, his camp, suggest that let's not get Buddy Hield. Let's get Russell Westbrook. They traded Kuz and Montrezl Harrell to Washington. And in return, they got Russell Westbrook, which I remind you, before the season started, Russell Westbrook had 2 years remaining on his contract. He was owed 42, I believe, this year, and another 35 or 38 next year. So if it doesn't work, if this doesn't work out, you can't say, like, if you can't say, well, this is clearly not working, let's just trade him someplace else and let's get more picks or players that can help us make a run and a push to be in the playoffs this year. Because who would want that contract? Who would want an aging player who's an ISO player, who can't play off the ball and is owed that type of money for 2 years? Who would want that player? You had LeBron James fans, Laker fans saying, oh, it's easy. It's easy pleasy. The Lakers have already gave him his money for this year, half of it this year. So theoretically, if a team wants to if a team wants Russell Westbrook, you know, they don't have to pay half of that salary this year and they're on the books for it next year. And then next year, they can either do one or two things, let him stay home and just make his money at home, or the possibility of a buyout. No team wanted that. Matter of fact, the only team that was little interested in Russell Westbrook was the Houston Rockets. But the Houston Rockets said, yeah, we'll take Russell Westbrook, but we want a pick. We want your pick plus Russell Westbrook. We'll take them off your hands. And by the way, you guys take John Wall. The Lakers, Rob Pelinka said, no, we're not doing that deal. We have already mortgaged away all our best draft picks and draft assets. We have already traded away all our young talent for Anthony Davis. And now look at the Los Angeles Lakers, a shell of themselves. There's a possibility that they won't even make the play-in tournament. There's a strong possibility that they won't even make the playoffs. Think about that, folks. You got two of the best players as of right now, top 10 players in LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Which, by the way, let's do a quick rundown on Anthony Davis. Ever since Anthony Davis was selected by the New Orleans Pelicans, he cannot stay healthy enough to play a full season. The only time Anthony Davis has shown promise to the Los Angeles Lakers is when they won their chip in that bubble championship. A shortened season, plus they had a four-month break in between the season and the playoffs. And people say, well, it was worth it. It was worth giving the New Orleans Pelicans our best assets as far as young talent and draft picks. We got a chip out of it. But folks, the Los Angeles Lakers are about dynasties, not championships, not a championship, multiple championships. If you don't believe me, just look at the Los Angeles Lakers resume. People argue that Anthony Davis and LeBron James is in the top 10 as best players in the NBA. If you want to say LeBron James, I will co-sign to that. But Anthony Davis, I can't co-sign to that. Because the best ability that any player can have for a professional team is availability. And Anthony Davis has not been available, folks. He has not. He has not played a full season, a full meaningful season. So now, there have been reports that heads are going to roll when this season is over with. Heads are definitely going to roll. Somebody is going to take the blame and responsibility for this disastrous season. It's gotten so bad for the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron is not even interested in trying to win a title. If you look at LeBron James and what he has done and what he has done said so far this season is trying to chase Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the scoring leader. Trying to get that record. He also been talking about other aspirations when it comes to individual stats and achievements. He's also talked about playing in the NBA long enough so he can play alongside his son, Bronny James. There have already been whispers that LeBron James is going to fulfill his contract with the Los Angeles Lakers, and he's going to pack up and move on, similar to what he did in Miami, similar to what he did in Cleveland. Left them high and dry, over the salary cap, and no young assets or no draft picks in the immediate future. And look what the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Miami Heat has done since LeBron James left them. Yeah, they spent a couple of years in salary cap hell in not selecting a great asset in the NBA draft. But look what they have been doing. Planting small seeds in there. Now they got a beautiful garden. The Cleveland Cavaliers are going to the playoffs. The Miami Heat are going to the playoffs. The Los Angeles Lakers are going nowhere. And they have arguably the best player. And some people think that he's still the best player in LeBron James, that he's the GOAT. This is going to hurt. If the Los Angeles Lakers do not make it, which they're not going to make a playoff run or make it to the playoffs, this people don't realize or fathom how this is going to affect LeBron James' legacy. A lot of people want to say, yeah, he still got his averages, his scoring averages. He still got his averages and assists and rebounds, but he was doing it in garbage time when they was down by 20. Yes, he still was keeping his average, but his plus minus was off. It didn't contribute to anything as far as W's for that team. Yeah, he got his average, but at the end of the day, what does it mean as far as him winning a title for the Los Angeles Lakers? Yes, he's got the Kareem record, but at the end of the day, was anybody talking about Kareem record when Kareem had it? How many people are going to still remember or still talk about LeBron James surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar two, five, 10 years from now. Not that many. I'm pretty sure LeBron James and LeBron James fans, when he's out of basketball, is going to allude to it on social media. But true basketball fans won't. Because true basketball fans didn't even acknowledge that Kareem had the record. Because like I have always stated and always said, the NBA is different from Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball worship all of these individual stats and achievements. The strikeout leader. The home run hitter. The steals leader. The double leader. The triple leader. The single leader. The catcher. I mean, baseball glorifies these individual stats and achievements. That's what sells their sport. Basketball, it doesn't sell their sport. Because at the end of the day, all people care about, particularly in professional basketball and in the NBA, is championships and finals MVPs. That's it. In a story, in a nutshell, that's all people care about or concern about. The Los Angeles Lakers have some real tough decisions this coming offseason, and it's going to affect their future in a major way. And here are the questions. Rebuilding. Are they going to go ahead and rebuild this up and coming offseason? Because they don't have anything that they can flip to get another star to parlay besides LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Are they going to cut their losses with LeBron James? LeBron James has 1 year on that contract. He has not committed long-term for the Los Angeles Lakers. Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss has to say to themselves, self, LeBron is going to leave us. We have to explore a possibility as far as trading LeBron someplace else. That's something that's on the table that Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka has to discuss. Anthony Davis isn't getting any younger himself. He's not as old as LeBron James, but obviously he's not taking care of his body, and he has already demonstrated that he's not that type of guy that takes care of his body in the offseason. If we can't flip LeBron, and I'm talking about a standpoint, not as the part of teams don't want LeBron, it's a part of LeBron can always threaten the Lakers, look, if y'all try to trade me, I'll just simply retire, and then you don't get nothing. So what do we do? And Rob Pelinka, this offseason, Rob Pelinka better work his magic, because this might be his last offseason with the Los Angeles Lakers. If he doesn't demonstrate to the fans, to the stockholders, to the Buss family, to Jeannie Buss, that he has a plan, if he doesn't have one of those type of campaigns and situations like the Philadelphia 76ers had when they drafted Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, they told fans before they even gotten to that point to trust the process. If he doesn't have a trust the process movement for the Los Angeles Lakers as far as rebuilding that team, it's going to be a very cold and short summer for Rob Pelinka. This is do or die for Rob Pelinka. If Rob Pelinka still wants to be GM of the Los Angeles Lakers, he's going to have to make and orchestrate decisions this offseason that will satisfy everyone in attendance when it comes to La La Land. This is do or die for Rob Pelinka. It's not do or die for Jeannie Buss, but her seat's getting a little bit red. It's getting a little bit hotter. Who's to say the Buss family is not impressed with Jeannie Buss? Yes, she won a title, but these final 2 years are been nightmares, disasters, dumpster fires. She has a lot to say and answer to. Her seat is smoking as well. So it's peril, it's paramount that she either co-signed to what Rob Pelinka is going to do, or she just sacrifices Rob Pelinka to save her own skin. So they're going to have to make a move that satisfies the fans, the stockholders, and the Buss family. Free agency wise, they don't have the money. Trade wise, the only thing they have in value that teams are interested in is LeBron James, if he's interested in being traded, and Anthony Davis. People are going to say Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook is somewhat tradable this offseason, but there's not a bunch of teams knocking and beating down the doors of the Los Angeles Lakers to acquire Russell Westbrook. Let's just kill that noise. The Los Angeles Lakers, Rob Pelinka, Jeannie Buss. The seat is red, it's smoking for Jeannie Buss, but this is do or die for Rob Pelinka. Frank Vogel is gone. But like I said, they don't have enough draft picks to get that new hotness in the NBA draft. They can't trade anyone because they don't have any acquisitions other teams won't. So where else you can satisfy or have all three of those communities as far as the Lakers fans, the stockholders, and the Buss family? What else could please them? A coach. Hiring a new coach for the new future. Hiring a new coach for the new future. And I talked about this on my other podcast show, Coach K. Coach K. And hear me out on this. Yes, Coach K had never coached the NBA. But look at the next 2 to 3 years of the Los Angeles Lakers. They're not going anywhere anytime soon. They're not going to be a very competitive team next season. And when LeBron James leaves, they're going to be cellar dwellers, similar to the Houston Rockets. So you got time. The one thing the Lakers have for the next 2 to 3 years is abundance of time. But you still have to satisfy those fans and that fan base, that rabbit fan base, the Buss family. Having Coach K as the future coach of the Los Angeles Lakers will satisfy all three of those spears. And it will buy you time when you do have the capability of selecting someone in importance, someone of value in the NBA draft. Because you don't have enough resources to get a KD, a Joel Embiid, a James Harden. They're off the market. The Greek Freak. You're not going to be able to parlay picks and talent to get either of those different maker type of players, those franchise players. But Coach K can buy you time. Coach K can buy you time, folks. to figure out what you're going to, what your next move is going to do. It's going to buy enough time for Jeannie Buss. That was a hire like that would buy Jeannie Buss time. A hire like that will buy, and I just lost his name, Rob Pelinka. It will buy him time. Now, what does that mean for LeBron James? I'm pretty sure LeBron James, loves Coach K, but he knows if Coach K is the next coach of the Lakers, that this team is not going to be very competitive as far as making or being competitive for the season, or even making a playoff run, or even making being competitive enough to make it to the NBA Finals. This hot hire, it could swing to LeBron James out of two ways. His swan song to the Los Angeles Lakers, because when he's done playing his last contract, the pressure of him recommitting to the Los Angeles Lakers, he could always say the excuse, look, the Lakers are building for the future and I'm not part of their plans. I have other aspirations that I'm looking into. So we mutually agreed that the Lakers are going here and I'm going there. And that will be a storyline excuse where LeBron is not going to, not a lot of people are going to hate on LeBron and say LeBron abandoned the Los Angeles Lakers. It saves everyone's skin. Rob Pelinka, Jeannie Buss, LeBron James. And 5 years from now, 10 years from now, maybe even 20 years from now, we'll be talking about of things of what could have happened. What if a bunch of what ifs. What if the Lakers would have went on and gotten that Buddy Hield deal accomplished? What if the Los Angeles Lakers didn't allow LeBron James to run and ruin the organization? What if the Los Angeles Lakers didn't trade away all their assets as far as draft picks and young talent? What ifs? A bunch of what ifs. Who's at fault of the Los Angeles Lakers? Is it LeBron James, Jeannie Buss, Rob Pelinka? A lot of questions, a lot of time. Well, that's all I got for today's episode. I hope everyone loves this episode. Like I said, we're going to be talking more about topics. And I'm only going to judge by how many people listened to this presentation. If there's enough that listen to this, then we'll just do another topic. And we'll just make topic-related episodes. So, it's your boy. I'm up out of here. I will see you guys next Saturday. We're still being consistent. Every Saturday, we upload and crank new episodes. I'm up out of here. Outro, folks.